look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved or passed away. New is my name. I hold you praises. Yes. Oh,
whatever you desire of me, what you require of me,
yeah.
You got it. You already know.
No.
You need something, and tell me,
I'll do it.
Father, or just
tell me,
Lord,
I'll
do anything.
Oh, for you.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. We are back. Amen. And it's been some times in between. Amen. We've been going through some things personally, and then just summer too. You know, just it's a lot of activity in the summertime. So we praise God for this particular Sunday. Amen. Of having the opportunity to come and to talk about the goodness of God. Because God is good. And we continue to, in our hearts and our lives, to acknowledge His goodness.
Yes.
And it's a challenge, amen, you know, particularly right now, as we continue to press through. But the goodness of God is undeniable. You just have to allow your spirit to speak.
Yes.
Because your spirit speaks truth. Your flesh, you can't trust your flesh. I know my mom likes to say, I don't trust somebody any farther than I can throw them. You know, and that's how it is with the flesh. You can't trust your flesh any farther than you can throw it.
Amen.
And, you know, some of us, because we pack on the pounds, we can't throw our flesh but so far, amen. That's how far you can trust it. But how many of you know you can trust God to the end of the earth? And
amen.
You can trust the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you all the way to heaven's gate, amen, and beyond. So we praise God on today. But let's look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, as we talk about the glory, the goodness, the revealed goodness of God. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Amen.
Amen. The wise men, they came to worship the baby Jesus because they realized when they saw the star in the east that this was the Messiah that had been promised. And they come to worship Jesus. And at the time they come, Jesus is a babe.
Yes.
Yes, he's the Messiah, but he's a baby. God born as a man. And this baby Jesus, who is God in the flesh, really at this point can't do anything for these wise men.
Right.
So their worship of him was truly authentic because it wasn't based on any belief that this baby can do something for me in return for my gold, my frankincense, and my myrrh, and my worship, my gifts and my worship. And I believe that's how we have to approach God today. Jesus now is ascended and he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. But we still need to worship Jesus in that simplicity of not based on what he can do for me,
amen,
but simply because of who he is. These wise men came to worship the baby Jesus, not because Jesus could do anything for them at that particular
right.
time,
mm-hmm.
but it was because of who he is.
Yes. Amen.
He's the Messiah, I have to worship him. He's the Messiah, I'm bringing my gifts.
Yeah.
And little baby Jesus couldn't do anything for them in return.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if many of us are honest today, there are many who come to church, who read their word, who pray,
yes.
who have a relationship with God, more for the getting from
right.
God
yes.
than the giving of worship and gifts
yes.
unto God. But I believe pure worship is not based on what can God give me.
Yes.
But it's based on who He is.
Yes.
As a person.
Amen.
I worship Him because He's God. Yes, He gives me things. But if He doesn't give me anything, I still worship Him.
Amen. Amen. And it's you know, it's funny because it is like Jesus is a baby. And they're coming to worship Him, knowing that He's a baby, and they can't get anything back. And it's just like us in the natural. We go to, you know, we want to give somebody something, but we know that they can't give us anything back. It comes from a pure heart, because mm-hmm. you sincerely just want to give, you know. And I just thought about that, you know, sometimes we do go to God, Jesus, and try to get, we do that because we want to get back, you know. I know if I do this, mm-hmm. He's going to give me something mm-hmm. back. And the funny thing
many
is that God's going to give you something. Yeah. He is.
That's his nature. That's his character.
That's because of who He is.
That's right.
But and that's the thing. We have to know who Jesus is and recognize who He is. And that will bring us to
Amen.
The point where we will worship Him simply because of who He is. You know, like, you know, I'm just reminded, and everything reminds me, but Joseph's death, you know, we still talk about the goodness of God because God is yet good.
Amen.
We don't, and we do that not so that God can do something back for us or bring Joseph back or anything, but it's just because God is good. Even if we don't feel like it, we still know who God is, and
Amen.
God is yet good. So you still worship Him because He's good. You still talk about His goodness because
Amen.
That's who He is. And you're not looking for anything else. That's just who He is. So we
yeah.
have to understand who God is and give Him the respect and the honor that He's yet worthy of in spite of where we are
and,
in our lives.
And the thing is this, is that, and everybody has that testimony, because see, the getting from God is not every day, every week, every month, every year. There are times when God's hand is open, and He, you know, He gives us so many things. And God, now don't get me wrong, we always receive some because God is the life giver. So
right.
our very next breath is courtesy
right.
of Jesus. But I'm talking about with those things that we tend to call blessings.
Right.
God blessed me with something.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get those things every day of the year.
Right.
But if what floats your boat, if what makes your praise ring out is because you received the blessing, that means you have sporadic praise. You have sporadic worship.
Right.
Because you receive things sporadically.
Right.
But when it's based on who God is, see, God is the same way all the time. Jesus, the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're praising Him today for who He is, then you got the same praise tomorrow. You got the same praise next week, next month, next year. No matter what's going on with your life.
Right.
Some people, you know, listen, everybody goes through things. We've gone through a loss. People are going through that. People get evicted from their home.
Right.
People get the report from the doctor that they got cancer.
Right.
Right? People get divorced. You know what I mean?
Right.
People lose their homes in earthquakes or in hurricanes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things,
right?
It comes in all, right? But God is still God.
Yes.
And His character doesn't change because circumstances change.
Right.
And you know, I think Jesus wanted to teach us that when He tell us, you know, He said, listen, He said, don't invite people to come and eat at your house who can only do the same back
for
you.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Do it for those who can't pay
right.
you back.
Right.
Why? Because that shows where your heart is coming
right.
from.
Right.
See, because if I invite you over my house, because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you're going
to
invite me over yours.
Right.
I'm not saying anything's necessarily wrong with that, but there's not the purity of the
right.
giving
right.
is not there.
You invite them even if they don't invite you back.
Right.
You buy them lunch even if they don't
Amen.
Buy you lunch back. You know,
Amen.
You And that's what this is. They came to worship knowing that he couldn't do anything at that moment for them.
Right.
You know, he was a baby. In fact, they probably had to do more. They probably had to hold him and cuddle him and feed him and all that.
I don't know Mary allowed him to touch him. I don't know Mary like, uh-uh. I don't know where your hands been. You just came off the road. You better go wash your hands, wise men or not.
They came simply to worship.
I think Mary said that.
Yeah, she was
a mother.
Yeah, she was. She
like, you ain't touching.
That's the first one, right? Touching my baby. First one's always protected.
Amen.
But they just came simply to worship. They came simply because they knew who he was. This is the King.
Amen.
And I've come to worship. So recognizing who Jesus was,
Amen.
They simply came to worship. And that's how we should just come.
Amen.
Just know who Jesus is and simply sometimes come to worship. God, I ain't asking you for nothing. I just came to say thank you. I just came to love on you. I just came
mm-hmm.
to adore you. I just came to
that's
honor
what the song
you.
Says. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Yes.
Right? Oh, come,
yes.
let us
yes.
adore him.
Not looking for anything else.
Right. I'm coming to adore you. And you know, that
mm-hmm.
that heart attitude, if we cultivate it, is independent of our personal circumstances.
That's right.
Because it's based on him being Christ, the
yes.
Lord.
That's it.
Amen. And so we just want to bring that home, amen, that for, you know, and it's a good check for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that our hearts, it's a good check of the purity of our hearts. Why am I? You know what I mean? And Jesus said, what have you come out here to see?
See, right.
Mm-hmm. He wants to know, why are you out here?
Mm-hmm.
Elijah's up on the mountain. What you doing here, Elijah?
Right. Mm-hmm.
God wants to know why you're standing before him.
Right.
What you doing here? Amen.
Amen.
And if the answer, now there's going to be times we're here, Lord, I'm in need. But here's the thing, there needs to be time when you're there, simply because God is good and you want to acknowledge his goodness.
That's it.
And worship him. And that's all this is about. I mean, no one's trying to say that you don't go to God, because we all have needs.
Yeah.
And God said, I'll supply your needs. So that's not the issue.
He wants us to come.
Amen. But the thing is, we don't want to treat God like he's a genie in a bottle who's just simply there to grant
us wishes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's worthy of worship and
Amen.
Of praise
Amen.
Simply for who he is. Amen.
Yes.
So just have that in your heart. Lord, I want a heart that acknowledges you simply for who you are. Amen. Amen. And so we praise God. Amen. So listen, we're praying that you will come to Jesus and come to the Lord God with that kind of a heart.
Yes.
It's simple, but it's pure. Amen. I'm here, God, and I'm worshiping you simply because of who you are.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. Amen. We pray you are encouraged. We pray that you stand strong. And pray for us too.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Keep us lifted up in prayer that we will stand strong as we continue to put one foot in front of the other.
Yes.
And
Amen.
As we endeavor to keep serving God and praising God, worshiping God, and living for God. Amen.
Amen. Praise
God. So that's what we endeavor to do. So we pray for you, pray for us, and the goodness of God will be shared everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so until next time, you be encouraged, be strong, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He's Lord of all. And he loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.